This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
For hopping on board the show. Oh my, so much to talk about, but isn't that every single time we sign on? As I like to say, this show is about you. It's about what's buzzing in your backyard and buzzing in mine. It's pretty much the same. I mentioned on previous shows the amount of money that was being spent in Georgia because there's those two huge runoff races that are happening for important Senate seats that will really determine the balance of what happens in the Senate. I think somehow people have lost track of that, maybe outside of Georgia. Hard to believe because so much money is being spent there. But of course it is, because it is a massive battle. And again, we're talking about for the balance of power in the Senate. And when you think about these United States, and so much focus, of course, was on the presidential election. The other side of that coin is, oh, yeah, the legislative branch is massively important, and the balance of power is massively important because of what it means when certain bills come up and the developments like we see with what's happened with COVID and COVID relief and how much stimulus and the battle of the, you know, back and forth of can we get this done. Now we have Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer saying that this bipartisan $908 billion relief proposal should be the starting point for new talks. We'll see. While new virus cases have topped over 200,000 in a day, and of course the CDC is issuing all kinds of warnings about if you're thinking of getting away, because people are weary. Of course we're weary. It's been almost an entire year, or at least it feels like it. Feels like it's more than an entire year. And a lot of people would normally escape on a cheap vacation, let's say, to Mexico. But they're saying, think hard about doing this again. And in the meantime, the coronavirus vaccine in the UK, boom, authorized, ready to roll. And there are other countries that are looking at the United Kingdom and saying, why you? What is happening in our backyard? How come we don't have this getting to us a lot faster? And then the sad news of, do you know anybody who's gotten COVID-19? And the answer to that is, you may know somebody who has it, but they just don't even know it. And they're talking about COVID-19 symptoms to watch out for, because, of course, now we're in that nasty territory of the flu. And what does it mean with some of the symptoms that I have? And a reporter pal of mine, somebody who actually took my place when I left a reporter position early in my career in the great state of New Mexico. Sadly, her name is Rebecca Lopez. Sadly, her mother died of COVID-19, and she's telling everybody about her mother's story because she is that case where she beat breast cancer twice. She wore a mask, everything was fine, and then she got together with friends. Somebody was asymptomatic, they didn't wear masks, and that quickly she got COVID-19 and died on Thanksgiving Day. And Rebecca, in the Dallas area, which is a top five market, is pretty well known. And if you go to your Google machine or whatever search engine that you use, you can find out that story. And I always say everybody has a story. What's yours? And sadly, with COVID-19, there are stories out there like Rebecca Lopez's mom, where everything was fine. And it was that moment that somebody didn't realize they had it. You're in your safe crew that you've been with for your life, getting ready to celebrate your 50th wedding anniversary, and you don't get to do it. And within 7 days of just having a little bit of a cough, feeling like you had flu-like symptoms, poof, just like that, you are gone. All right, like I said, we swim in so many different things these days, don't we? And one of the things that, of course, is still burning big time out there, and I mentioned this, that I knew for sure from some of the Republican strategists, I knew that, of course, and we all know this, that the president was furious that he lost, and he kind of tipped his hand a little bit and talked about possibly running again. And the fact is that he's raised really now over $170 million, and some of that, after cleaning up any of the debt with running this time around, will get thrown toward another effort of running again in 2024. So the president recorded a speech where he talked about some of the details on that voter fraud allegations that have been floating around out there, because he hasn't done that, but he was pressed by his legal team to do that, and now more people are hearing more of the specifics of what he had to say in this 46-minute address that was recorded in the White House diplomatic room as to why did I do this in the first place. And he railed against the fact that he said, you know, this rigged election, saying that the system was under a coordinated assault and a siege. And he said it's widely known that the voting rolls are packed with people who are not lawfully eligible to vote, including those who are deceased, who have moved out of their state, and even are non-citizens. And so he, again, made the case for what he's saying, rigged election, for a rigged election, and stressed a bunch of different points in that, almost, because it looked like it was going to be an hour, as I was watching what the time was in the the recorded speech. And he talked about the fact that Wisconsin, for example, couldn't confirm the residency of more than 100,000 people, and saying that they refused before the election to clean up the registrations. And he said, I knew why, because they're illegal voters. And then Michigan, he said, had a dump of 149,772 votes overnight. And he also said hundreds of thousands of votes were unlawfully counted without meaningful observation. Because, again, there was this press to, you know, there was this call or press to say, give us some specifics on that and why there are these legal challenges. And he went through a lot of those different scenarios. So what happens now? I mean, he's saying the media knows it, but they don't want to report it, and they outright refuse to even cover it because they know the result if they do. And he said, you know, this has to be out there. I have to say the reasons why. And I think part of this is, and he said, 74 million Americans voted for me, and it's about ensuring that Americans can have faith in the election and in future elections, and went back to what he's been claiming all along, that the election is about great voter fraud that's never been seen like this before. And as he was doing that, of course, there's more of the assembly of the next administration. And again, this goes to what I initially talked about the previous show, that this president is going to do something a little bit unprecedented in modern times. I believe he absolutely will run again in 2024. And what does he do in between? All right, the war on COVID. What are the Democrats doing? Where are we with the Pfizer vac and some other things in between? And the mailbag, all of that and more coming down the pike here on the show.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is sponsored by Amazon. This holiday season, Amazon is delivering smiles to charities across the country with the help of celebrity partners Gabrielle Union and Ali Raisman. And it's easy for customers to join them in giving back. Kate Scarpa, Amazon spokesperson.
We're proud to support charities that have been impacted by the challenges of this year. And customers can also join us in giving back by shopping through Amazon Smile. By starting at smile.amazon.com, customers can find incredible holiday deals, low prices, and convenient shopping, with the added bonus that Amazon will donate a portion of their purchase price directly to the charity of their choice at no cost to them.
Customers can also donate items to charities directly at smile.amazon.com/charity lists, where nonprofits create wish lists of the items needed most. Additionally, shoppers can donate to Toys for Tots by saying, "Alexa, donate to Toys for Tots," or make a monetary donation to a charity of their choice by saying, "Alexa, I want to make a donation." Learn more and give back this season at smile.amazon.com.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring.
The Christmas tree, Christmas trees. We gotta add some positivity to what we're rolling through here. 'Tis the season. I've been talking to more people who normally do not get real trees, and I gotta throw this in. Do you know that there is a boom in real Christmas trees? So again, people who often would put up fake Christmas trees are going out and they're going to Christmas tree farms or wherever they can find them, and they're getting the live Christmas trees instead, which is great because obviously they're also supporting people who sell those Christmas trees. And you know, there's always that raging debate about are more people buying them and are more people, you know, going the fake direction. And this is an unprecedented time that we live in. And so it's an unprecedented kind of thing that's happening. Christmas trees sold in the United States, just gauging from, because we, of course, don't have the 2020 stats because we're in the middle of that now, other than stores that I've talked to, just in my even local area, are saying that they can't believe how fast they're flying out the door, even from like Home Depot, etc. So looking at how many people are getting them and the rise in it and the spike in it, how many real trees versus fake trees, if we look back at let's say 2018, I was looking at some of the statistics, some of the figures that are out there for the sales of Christmas trees, and the estimation is 32.8 million Christmas trees, real Christmas trees were sold versus 23.6 fake trees. Isn't that interesting if you look at that, that Americans prefer still to have their presents under real Christmas trees, even though, you know, that there's always that back and forth. And this is from the National Christmas Tree Association. You know, there's an association for everything, by the way. So, of course, there's a Christmas Tree Association. And I can't wait to see what the numbers are for 2020. And they told me, of course, they'll have them after the season. But they believe, based on some of the things that they're seeing coming out of Oregon, Michigan, a lot of places where you have these big Christmas tree farms, that the numbers are going to be pretty high. They're going to be even more than they normally would see. So bravo to the people who are trying to bring some Christmas cheer, if they celebrate Christmas, to their homes by doing something that they normally do not do. All right, so in this segment, sometimes we rock, not from just around the Christmas tree in this season, but, you know, we roll into odds and ends. And I mentioned this at the top, that there were a lot of things that were buzzing right now because we're at the tail end of a difficult year, 2020, of politically live wire, you know, polarized society that we live in right now, leading up to this big election. And then, like I said, the president almost an hour talking about here's what happened, here's what we're seeing, da 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 da. And I think setting the case for the fact that you're going to see him out there doing some rallies and continuing to raise money and really honestly going for that next time around, that 2024. In the meantime, what is happening with the pandemic, and I said this, the highest number of COVID cases, but also COVID deaths in one day. So Wednesday was just a deadly day. More than 2,650 reported so far at, you know, at this moment. That number can, of course, fluctuate, we know. But the fact is that it's really come to this point where we're at a surge coming off of a holiday and heading into an even bigger holiday for many. And, you know, what does that mean while we look at what's going on with the vaccine? When can you get a vaccine? And what does a COVID vaccine feel like? And while we're seeing these 13 million plus cases, and what's going on states, because it's with our states, because it's about the states requiring masks, not requiring them, having more of a shutdown, so rolling back after they had rolled out. And this is the world that we live in, and this is what we're constantly wrestling with, what to do. And the big, ultimately, the big question mark that hangs above all of us. And so when you look at what's going on with the states, we're seeing that local health officials are making their own decisions along with their state government. You had three states that added face mask mandates: North Dakota, Iowa, Montana. I know there's people listening to us there. Montana jumped into effect about a week and a half ago or so. And, you know, the North Dakota governor had a new measure mid-November requiring face coverings in indoor business and indoor public settings, as well as outdoor public settings where physical distancing isn't possible. And that is effective all the way through mid-December. And in Iowa, where it was really different, they had a proclamation that was signed that required a face mask when people were indoor in public spaces, period, and unable to social distance, certainly for 15 minutes or longer, because that's the other part of this. The science part of it, the idea that if you're close and you're not social distancing, It takes 15 to 18 minutes. Again, this is theories that have been proven out scientifically by some, that that's when you can get it. So where you're listening to me matters as to what is happening, whether there is a mask mandate, whether there is a rollback, whether there is consideration of a curfew, and what you're seeing happening. As you know, on this show, especially when we do our Author's Corner, we talk to people all over the world who are so concerned about America because to them, they see that we have the most cases, and they read what's said, and they try to figure out what they think for themselves. And as they look at that, and they try to figure out what corresponds, they ask me where are the outbreaks, what's happening, are there lockdowns, are we seeing that there's lockdowns at all? In the campaign, Joe Biden spoke of his plan to issue a nationwide mask mandate, but if that did happen, you can bet it would be challenged in court. However, in October, right before the election, he did say that he would go to every governor and urge them to issue the mask mandate, and said if they refuse, he would go to the mayors and the county executives and get local masking requirements in place nationwide, because the virus is mainly airborne, and studies are showing that, of course, face masks are the most effective way to stop the person-to-person spread of COVID-19. But if there was, okay, I'm the president, here is the mask mandate, like I said, you can bet that that would be challenged in court. And I think that's why there was that rollback in the run to not go all the way in and say that, but to say, I would go to the local governments and urge them to try and do it, because the approaches are different. In South Dakota, the governor there is taken really kind of a hands-off view of COVID-19. In October, she wrote an op-ed that the government should not mandate a mask requirement, saying, as I've said before, if folks want to wear a mask, they should be free to do so. Similarly, those who don't want to wear a mask shouldn't be shamed into wearing one. South Dakota is second only to North Dakota in the number of coronavirus cases per 100,000 people. While you go across to the eastern side, southeastern side of the United States, in Tennessee, there is no statewide mandate. And the Governor Bill Lee there signed an executive order granting the mayors in 89 counties the authority to issue mask requirements. In our unofficial poll, what do you think? Who should be in charge of deciding whether you have to wear the mask or not? Send me your thoughts, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Hang with us. I'll meet you on the other side.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United Kingdom became the first Western country on Wednesday to approve Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine for use, with approval in the United States expected within the next 2 weeks. A supply of the vaccine is already reportedly set to be shipped to health departments around the country to be given to healthcare workers and those living in long-term care facilities. But when will everyone else be able to get immunized at their doctor's office or corner pharmacy? The chief science advisor to Operation Warp Speed says it may be just a matter of months. Dr. Moncef Slaoui tells Fox News there should be enough vaccine produced to immunize everyone in the United States by June.
We will have vaccine doses in CVS and in Walmart or Walgreens, and up to the month of June, that's the period of time we need to manufacture about 600 million doses of vaccines overall, enough to immunize the total population of the United States.
This is USA Radio News. The mayor of Austin, Texas, is apologizing after it was discovered that he urged the citizens of his city to stay home to reduce the spread of coronavirus while he was on vacation in Mexico.
The thrust of the most important messages trying to get out to the community right now is that our numbers are increasing, and everybody has to be aware of that, and we need to, you know, stay home if you can. Do everything we can to try to keep the numbers down. This is not the time to relax.
That's Mayor Steven Adler in a Facebook video posted last month. The mayor posted it from Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. Adler says that he didn't violate any of his own or Texas Governor Greg Abbott's orders by traveling. However, in a Wednesday statement, Adler admits he set a bad example while urging people to curb their travel. He's the latest in a line of officials across the country caught violating coronavirus restrictions that they have either advocated for or put in place themselves. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Coming up, our intrepid traffic manager slash engineer slash king of all that is at the GCN network sent me an interesting story that was up on the Fox News site about carjackings and connected to what happened in Omar defending the Minneapolis proposal to slash nearly $8 million from the police budget, which, by the way, they're asking for help for more cops. And there was also something that was on the web in this story that's been out there for a while that is kind of an oops moment. It is definitely an oops moment. And I'm going to come back to that in a second. What could possibly be underneath that that would have to do with the police budget and the people that have been shot, the amount of people and the amount of carjackings? I'll jump to that in a second, but we're up for a mic drop moment. And it's one that I've held back because, of course, we had the Floby and George Clooney's shocking announcement that he cuts his own hair and he uses a Floby, and he crashed the Floby website because now I think every man in America wants to just go get a Floby and not have to debate. Should I go to the barbershop? Is it safe? Do I mask up? How much does it cost? There's none of that. Because if you go get the Floby, you just stick the vacuum cleaner-like thing on your head. Maybe you look like George Clooney. I don't know. But to me, this story was incredibly shocking. And if you've listened at all to my show, you know that I have this kind of obsession about alligators. I guess because it's some of the time that I've spent in Florida, alligators that I've seen on a golf course, one time with my grandfather. I can remember, you know, finally got a chance to play golf with him, and it was one of those smaller courses. It was a part. It wasn't a par 9. It was a full 18, but it was smaller. It was what we call more like a chip and putt. And I cranked the ball, and I was so excited because I'd always wanted to play with him. And by this time, he's deep into his 80s. And so I know I have cranked this ball, and I'm just going to chip it right onto the green. I go running for the ball. And I was just kind of moving fast on the course, and he practically fell out of the golf cart chasing me because he wanted to warn me that right near my eyesight was a line of alligators because I wouldn't have seen them. And he's probably right. I was so excited about the ball, I didn't know that there was some local knowledge there that there were gators. So researchers have found that alligators that lost their tails were able to regrow new ones spanning up to 18% of their total body lengths. You're not getting rid of them. They're just going to regenerate, baby. The regenerated parts they didn't have skeletal muscles, I guess, but tails are considered important for their movement because they're predators. And that tail, you see that tail swish around, you know what that means, right? In murky waters, or when they say if an alligator comes towards you, you're supposed to zigzag because they can dart. They might look like they're sleepy with their big eyes shut, but boy, they are looking at you. So the fact that they can grow their tails back, it's an unexpected twist, and it does deserve that mic drop moment that you just heard. I mean, wow, wow, wow. All right, so if you were to go to the Fox website and you look up the violent carjacking surge in Minneapolis, and you go specifically to a highlighted area where it says that you know, Omar is defending the Minneapolis proposal to slash nearly $8 million from the police budget, which would you see right underneath this, and I had to actually read it a couple of times, would be this line. The carjacking crime surge comes amid a spike in crime in the city following the fatal police shooting of George Floyd in May. Oops. Yeah, there was no shooting. The things that have happened, we know that, as a result of what happened with George Floyd and his choking death, you know, now we've seen the reverberation of that, the effect, the George Floyd effect, and it certainly wasn't a shooting. So whoever was doing this story and posting it, yeah, that's a erroneous statement about George Floyd. But what is also interesting about the story is the fact that, did you realize, I mean, you know that violence has shot up in Minneapolis, but up 537% carjackings? Yikes. I mean, violent carjackings. Minneapolis is a big city. I remember the first time I went to Minneapolis, I loved it. I remember texting my brother and saying, you know, I could have lived in this city because I thought it was cool. St. Paul was close by and there was a lot to do. And of course, you know, people talk about the snow amounts, but there were ways to get from building to building where you didn't have to be exposed to that. And it just seemed like the people were friendly and helpful and, you know, in this pretty big city in the Midwest. And now you have these incredible violent carjacking surging, just swelling, and really the staggering numbers, because that statistic is not a fake statistic. 537% if you compare it to the previous November. And it, I mean, a police spokesperson, this guy named John Elder, what he said just nailed it. It defies all civility and any shred of common human decency to see that happen. More than 125 carjackings over the past 2 months. And on Saturday morning, three separate carjackings in an hour period. And one of them included an older woman who was struck on the head. Awful to see that. I mean, awful. So if you go and you look up that story in whatever site it is that you look things up, you'll also again see that little tiny reference to George Floyd and saying that he was fatally shot. I don't know who put that up there, but of course we know that's not to be, that certainly is not true. But the carjackings and the violence and what's happened in the wake of that, I can see why the carjackings are up. And it's, some of this is in response to what happened in the spring in Minneapolis. All right, odds and ends. So odds and ends, like I described before, is a lot of the stuff that kind of falls through the cracks because the focus has been so much on one area. A lot of it was politics because we were leading up to a presidential election. Of course, a lot of it is COVID because, you know, slash we're all in this together, whatever it is you believe, and we're seeing what states are deciding as to what they're going to do. And then states are also deciding on some of that distribution because they had to submit, or they have to submit by Friday, ways that they're going to logistically get the vaccine out. So much of this absolutely rests within the state and their decisions as to, you know, as to what they're going to do. But we got some dark weeks in front of us in the fact that with the numbers, the overflow in the hospitals and the morgues right now, we knew this, you know, in talking about potential surges. We just get through this period and get on the other side of it, it'll be different by this time next year. I certainly believe that. But maybe by the late spring, it will all change. But economically, where will we be because of some of the tragedy of the lockdowns and the reopenings and then the locking it down again? The economic impact is, again, unbelievable. As I especially have talked to people in the hospitality industry and how much they've been hit by the pandemic and people trying to decide, weighing as to whether or not, geez, do we eat? Do we pay the mortgage? I mean, that's not fair. That in the suburbs and all kinds of places, what we're seeing with the food lines. So do we bounce back? I believe in America. I think it's honestly the greatest country on the face of the earth. I love to travel, and I've had that privilege of being to other countries and seeing amazing people and amazing places. And whenever I come back to the United States, I think, wow, the opportunities afforded to Americans. And so much of that has to do with the potential of, when you're born, that what I call that birthright of you, this is your life and you have the opportunities to pursue and grab the brass ring for yourself as to whatever that brass ring is. But we certainly have seen that the brass is wearing off. And part of that is because of what we've seen in how we economically deal with the shutting down of so much of our economy, big sectors where people have been laid off, where people have been furloughed and then they weren't brought back, or they were brought back at a much lower salary than they had before, making it very difficult to try to stretch what they can, you know, stretch. And then in between all of this, we have the stresses of, again, what do you do when, you know, you think you're going to get that small business fund, that money that you'll certainly pay back, but you can't get it because you had a lot in the beginning. A lot of the large corporations took some of that government paycheck protection program money. 600 mostly larger companies dipped into that till, and other small businesses got screwed, frankly, on the other side. All right, we're doing that football thing next. Nail the score. I'll meet you there.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
How many quarterbacks does it take to win a game in Denver? Oh, it might be too soon for that. Yeah, they keep them all in the same room, and guess what? They all got COVID. So then you got to look for your wide receivers or somebody else that can heave a ball downfield to try to play a game for you. That was one of the craziest stories. So, yes, it is time to nail the score. Thanks for hanging with us all the way through, Kate Delaney. And this is something that we've done for quite a while, and I am so desperate for something to win. We had a couple of winners early on in the game, and I would love to see somebody win it this time around, meaning somebody nails the score and they get bragging rights and they walk away with all the swag. Can you believe that we are in week 13? Yes, it's true. Week 13 in the NFL. I didn't think it would get this far, but yep, they proved me wrong. They're finding ways to combat COVID-19 in a full-on contact sport. So this week, there are some interesting matchups. There are matchups of teams that I thought would be a lot better than they are. But I think the matchup that kind of intrigues me the most is the Browns and the Titans. And that's an early game. That's a 1 o'clock East Coast kick in Nashville at Nissan Stadium. And maybe not quietly, because if you've been following along, you know the Titans are good. They're 8-3. Tennessee is favored by 5.5. The over under 54 points, if that helps anyone. But this is a guessing game. You don't have to go through the machinations of why you think one team's going to win. You just have to tell me who you think's going to win and what you think the final score will be. Here's the number to play the game, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Or you can always shoot me your guess. Sharon in Maine is famous for doing that. You just go to Kate at katedelaneyradio.com, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. I love that Pete in Texas graces us with his presence and comes out of the bunker to play our silly little game each and every week that we do it. And he's been doing this for a while, so he is one of my favorites. Pete, how are you?
All clear, America. Here we go.
Do you have your mask on?
Yeah, laying in the bed with a mask on. You betcha.
Perfect. It'll keep you warm, that's for sure.
No kidding.
I mean, that is the good. That is the side. This unintended consequence of the mask. I was thinking this the other day because all of a sudden, in the great state of Texas, the temperature dropped. Someone threw ice cubes in the air or something, and the mask does keep you warm.
Yeah, I actually wear a gator. It's wonderful. It's going to be great this winter.
Yeah, the gators are good, and they do. They keep your whole your neck warm, no question. They don't regenerate, though, like real alligators, just so you know.
Exactly. My tail hadn't grown a bit.
But I'm pumped. Browns or Titans?
Oh, God. What's Browns' record?
The Browns are 8-3, just like the Titans.
Whoa, this is intense. This is getting serious.
I know.
I guess I'm going to have to go with the home team, 35-28 Titans.
All right, 35-28 Titans. I think that's a great guess. Pete, keep wearing that gator around. Spread the word, and thanks. It is funny that the Browns, I mean, the Titans, they're getting a little bit of attention, I think, because of Ryan Tannehill and their quarterback, and also Derrick Henry, of course, their great running back. But the Browns, Baker Mayfield, is the king of the commercials. So he kind of took Peyton Manning's place, and you see his mug all over the place on some commercials. But the Browns are in a much better spot than we've seen them. And I think some great things are possible with him as the quarterback. But regardless, I mean, they're both have that equal record, and it's tight. I mean, Tennessee is favored by less than a touchdown, so keep that in mind. I know besides Sharon, there are other people that like to send an email. And as I said before, you can do that till the top of the hour. And that's Kate at katedelaneyradio.com, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Or you still have a few minutes anyway to dive on the digits, 855-266-5283. Nathan, what do you think happens in this game? Are you going for the Browns or the Titans?
Let's make it super close. 31-28 Browns.
Ooh, I like it. Browns, 31-28. All right, thanks, Nathan. I'm also with Nate on this. I'm going to go against my man Pete in Texas, although every time I go against Tennessee, they win, so maybe this is a hint for anyone out there. I'm going to go with the Browns, too, and I'm going to say that the Browns win it, and I'm going to say it's 35-24 Browns, 35-24. And is there anything scientific to that, especially, you know, Tennessee is the home team, they're favored. You look at the Browns coming off a tight win, though, over Jacksonville. They beat the Eagles barely, and the Eagles aren't that great. They had a lame game against Texas that looked more like a baseball score. They did win. And then some of the losses, including the drubbing at the hands of the Ravens. But that was in the very beginning of the season, so it's strange. You've seen Baker Mayfield and company put up 30-plus points in a bunch of different games. But lately, they haven't been doing that. And the Browns, as I was looking at a headline on ESPN, I thought this really sums it up. They are looking to prove that they are way more than just good at beating bad teams. And it's going to be tough against Tennessee. It is. It's going to be very, very, very tough to do that. But Mayfield's quarterback rating is almost at 70, and I like the possibility of what Jarvis Landry can do, and also his favorite running back, Nick Chubb, too. I'm going to say, just like Nathan did, that I think that the Browns win this, and we'll see. I mean, crazy. The Jacksonville thing was not pretty. I mean, it was just not pretty. But in winning that game, they did, for the first time, have a non-losing season since 2007. So looking at their record, that has happened. And I think that Baker Mayfield, I always thought this, he was the right guy to plug in there, and I still believe the Browns have a lot of upside. And I mentioned at the top of this, you know, the NFL, I think, has lost some fans because of the politics involved in sports, especially really football. But and there's not fans in the stands, and some people say they just can't watch games that way. It feels odd to them. So you had the weird Wednesday night game where the Steelers beat the Ravens 19-14, and that was a game. It didn't even look like, you know, makes NFL history, that didn't even look like that game was going to get off, and the Steelers are now 11-0. But and you had a week where four Broncos quarterbacks were fined for not wearing masks, and then what that led to, the protocol of COVID-19, and the Broncos coach saying that they fined all of them because they violated the COVID-19 protocols, and two of the quarterbacks returned to practice on Wednesday, and the others are going to come back after more of a quarantine, but they put them in a very strange, strange position. All right, so remember, you can get that to me till the top of the hour, k2katedelaneyradio.com. Good luck to everyone who tried to nail the score, and thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Remember, we're all in this together.
This is sponsored by Amazon. This holiday season, Amazon is delivering smiles to charities across the country with the help of celebrity partners Gabrielle Union and Ali Raisman. And it's easy for customers to join them in giving back. Kate Scarpa, Amazon spokesperson.
We're proud to support charities that have been impacted by the challenges of this year. And customers can also join us in giving back by shopping through Amazon Smile. By starting at smile.amazon.com, customers can find incredible holiday deals, low prices, and convenient shopping, with the added bonus that Amazon will donate a portion of their purchase price directly to the charity of their choice at no cost to them.
Customers can also donate items to charities directly at smile.amazon.com/charity lists, where nonprofits create wish lists of the items needed most. Additionally, shoppers can donate to Toys for Tots by saying, "Alexa, donate to Toys for Tots," or make a monetary donation to a charity of their choice by saying, "Alexa, I want to make a donation." Learn more and give back this season at smile.amazon.com.